Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Immediately following the conclusion of Hannah's glorious prayer, 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10, we catch the interplay between light and darkness, with which we are so familiar in this world. Listen to these two sentences. Quote, "The child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord." Verses 11 and 12. This will be emphasized throughout the chapter. See verse 17 contrasted with verse 18, verses 22 through 25 with verse 26. We are not in this world to drive out the darkness, but to shine for the Lord. A little candle cannot be overcome by the darkest room. It might be good today to sing and then live a stanza of the chorus, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine," by Harry D. Lowes, as Samuel did in the house of Eli. Of course, light causes growth, and in Samuel's case, it could be measured physically because, quote, "His mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came to offer the yearly sacrifice," verse 19. But there was also spiritual growth, expressed in the words, quote, "The child Samuel grew before the Lord," verse 21. This is the growth we desire to see in our offspring, and I'm sure it was encouraging to his mother to see it, in spite of the hostile environment around him. Like a sapling buffeted by winds, the true life of God within will cause us to, quote, "take root downward and bear fruit upward," Isaiah 37, verse 31, even in the harshest conditions. So, as an unnamed prophet warned old Eli, God declared he had had it with Eli's worthless sons. See 2 Samuel 2, verses 27 to 36. They were incorrigible and would be cut off in one day. The Lord was preparing to replace them with, quote, "a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind," verse 35. And Samuel was almost ready.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.